Amber Killaway, the executive director of the Fond du Lac County United Way, and Jen Fingo, who is a board member and also is with Ripon College, join us this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having us on. Happy snowy and chilly, although maybe one of the warmer days that we're going to have this week, Bob.
This is supposed to be the warmest day of the week today. And then
there you go.
And then we have Frigid Friday coming up. So there's that.
Frigid Friday. Yeah, absolutely. So. Well, we're working on making sure that everyone, stays safe and has shelter, over the cold weekend, Bob. So more information to come on that. But, certainly don't hesitate to reach out to 211 if you have any needs or you're wondering where those shelters are and the spaces that are available, not only during the day, but at night, to make sure that everyone is safe and as cared for as we can possibly do here in Fond du Lac County.
Yeah, I mean, this is life-threatening weather when you get this cold.
Yeah. Yep.
At the end of January, beginning of February. So
that's exactly right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we wanted to, Jen and I wanted to come on. Jen also chairs, Bob, our campaign committee. So has really, as a new board member, has really stepped into a leadership role this season, making sure that the campaign team is functioning. We meet, from September through really this month, our last meeting for campaign is Friday, this Friday. That campaign committee meets every single week to ensure that, we're on track, that we're, reaching our weekly objectives and, just really ensuring that the community knows about the campaign. So first I want to give a shout out to Jen for her leadership and everyone on the campaign committee, which also included John Triller, over there in Ripon, Horicon Bank, and Mandy Kimes, who is one of our campaign captains that helps out. She now is over at AdvoCap. So I just want to make sure we give a shout out to those local folks for really doing their part in volunteerism to make sure that the campaign was as successful as possible. Bob, I'll always start by saying, no campaign, goes without its challenges. This is our 77th campaign season, which is actually incredible. We've been around since 1948. And every year, we face different opportunities, different challenges, different threats, if you will. There's a lot of campaigning happening, Bob, right, throughout Fond du Lac County. Lots of capital campaigns, lots of ongoing campaigns and operational and special events and you name it. And, we're just thankful to have the opportunity to have so many donors and get into companies and have the opportunity to share what our impact agenda looks like. This year, our goal, as we had talked about with you on the radio for a number of campaign interviews here, was $475,000. We came in at about 88% of that, about $420,000 raised. So we did fall short of our $475,000 goal. The great news, Bob, in the spirit of transparency, is that no agency, no program partner will receive reductions, because when our board met back in November to make those allocation decisions, we knew at that point with some early shortfalls, Bob, that we were not going to probably get to that 475, even though each and every week we strive to do just that, because there's just so much to gain when we reach our goals, and we can fully fund all of our internal programs as well. But the good news is that no external programs will receive any reductions, Bob. So we want to thank, and I'll let Jen share a few words, but on behalf of the staff and all the fundraising volunteers, I want to make sure that everybody is thanked on behalf of those groups. We couldn't do this without each and every donor. And as we say, no donation is inconsequential. So whether it's a $50 that got you in for a chance to win one of those incentives, I'll circle back with that after this, or, those bigger corporate contributions or foundation contributions, we couldn't do this without each and every one of you. So thank you so much. Jen, you want to share a couple things?
Yeah, I think you did a great job, Amber, just kind of sharing where we're at right now. And I think the reality is, while it sounds unfortunate, oh, we fell short of our goal, I think the money that was raised is going to make a huge impact in the communities. And that's honestly what matters at the end of the day. So I think everyone did a great job pushing to the finish line, getting to that $420,000. And I can't wait to see how all of that money raised helps so many different organizations.
Absolutely. And Bob, those organizations are, you'll be seeing about some of them. We're going to, as we, you know, go through here, kind of the Q1 now, you know, post campaign, we'll be going out and featuring those agencies and that impact, right? Most importantly, because that collective impact can only be made when, you know, organizations are pulling in the same direction, making sure duplication is, you know, we're reducing the opportunity for that duplication and really making sure that donor dollar, regardless of where it comes from, is utilized to the best ability that we have in the Health and Human Service Organization, and the best efficiencies are made.
Amber, let me ask you, we've talked about this in the past, how the Fond du Lac County United Way and the Ripon Area United Way merged, and it was like a 3-year process. Is that 3-year process complete now?
Yes, we are. Thanks for asking that, Bob. Yeah, this was our third campaign season as the Fond du Lac County United Way. I just can't believe that. You know, we started those conversations many years ago, and yeah, 3 years in. So, you know, a big shout out to Jeff Pullman Becker, John Triller, who was on the board at that time. Jen's now coming in with that, you know, next generation of Ripon leadership. But 3 years, as that organization, and our commitment to the programs that came on through the merger was, of course, that, you know, 100% the first year, and then we kind of did that step down approach. But really beyond the dollar, Bob, is what we're so super proud of. Obviously, no money, no mission. We understand that. So, you know, these agencies are, you know, they need other forms of support, but they need the dollar from us. But we're really hoping that through, you know, a relationship with 211, exposing the agencies to the ALICE report, which then they can go out and grant, write, and fundraise, having, you know, that data available to them, our life report, our community health assessment, our diaper bank, you know, our pads and our tampons, you know, all the Ride United, you know, all the things that we do. Beyond the dollar are ways that we hope to impact the greater Ripon community, Bob, and continue to do that, you know, beyond this 3 years. So we're really excited as an organization to see what, you know, what comes next, where we are with, you know, our impact strategies, you know, really focusing on those new areas, which are youth opportunities, healthy communities, income stability, and community resiliency. Those are the four new ones with our rebrand, Bob, that happened at a national level. And, you know, we always would say, you know, live united, and we still love that. We still have shirts that say that. But now with that tagline, united is the way, we're really looking to embrace and platform that in 2026.
Okay. Well, ladies, go ahead.
Would you mind if I give a quick shout out? I just want to thank all the companies that hosted their internal campaigns this year. Our grand prize winner was Ben Tome from National Exchange Bank. He won that Merck Marine engine. We had a winner over at Society Insurance who won the beautiful Hotel Retlaw staycation. That was Colleen over there. And then we had the third prize winner was Movies for a Year. Big thanks to JF Ahern Company and Jason Now. So he'll have a year's worth of movies over at the Fond du Lac Cinema and Social. So just want to thank those donors and those sponsors for making the campaign incentives happen. And congratulations to those donors.
All right. Amber, we'll be talking to you in the coming weeks, I believe, about a different event. So appreciate both of you joining us this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate you, Bob. And have a great rest of your week.
You too.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jen. That is Jen Finko, who is a member of the Fond du Lac County United Way Board of Directors. She's also with Ripon College. And, of course, Amber Killowey, who is the executive director of the Fond du Lac County United Way. She's been joining us during the course of the campaign.